Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Monday. It's Victory Monday after an insane ending to the Packers game yesterday in Cincinnati. Who wants it more or who wants it less? Does someone want it? Does anyone want it? Please take it. And the Packers finally did with that fifth attempted field goal by Mason Crosby. Getting home with a win, that's all that matters. They're 4-1, getting ready for the Bears, who still suck. It's going to be a good week. It's going to be a lot of fun. I expect lots of Bears fans to be chirping after their victory, but bring it on. Good morning, everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody. Chris, thanks for the super chat. It's Bears-Packers week. Moving on. Faith in Mason. Bears still suck. Couldn't put it any better myself. Uncultured, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Just remember that bear down is something that gets said to you by your proctologist in Australia. Pappies. Man, I'm not touching that, but that's well stated. Well stated indeed. Uncultured hits us up again. Thanks, buddy. This morning's jams are Street Fighting Man by the Rolling Stones and Jelly Roll by Blue Murder. Here at WNAG, we play all the jams. Pappies. Remember, the Bears still suck. Tim Davis is all about it. Holy cow. Lots of folks chiming in. Dustin, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Rob was right. We need Cobb. What a man among boys. Cobb, doesn't mess around. He's there in the clutch. It's about who 12 trusts, and he certainly trusts Randall Cobb. No doubt about it. Sean, thanks for the super chat. I'm thinking our linebacker play has definitely improved. Thoughts?
I have no thoughts.
No, I have plenty of thoughts. Yes, the level of play is undoubtedly higher than it has been. Now, yes, that's a low bar comparative to where most of the inside backer play has been for the relative recent past. But man, Devondre Campbell has been a revelation. It was nice to have Chris Barnes back. It was hard to miss that sack he had where he plowed through the running back. Overall, yeah, I think there's no doubt you've got a better level of linebacker play. I thought overall the defense played, a decent game yesterday. I thought Joe Barry did a nice job of getting those guys in position. Obviously, the huge lapse at the end of the first half cannot happen. And there were some other moments where I thought Cincinnati took advantage, but for the most part, it was a solid effort on the defensive side of the ball. Would have been nice if the offense had given them any kind of support in that first quarter, but yeah, this is not a day where you can really say much other than tip your cap the job they did, in part because of the play at linebacker. Aaron, thanks for the super chat. Defense looks, feels different to me this year. One word, resistance, like your stormtrooper analogy. We may give up yards, but it won't be easy for them. Yeah, I think overall, that's not a bad point. They were able to take advantage of a few things. Some of the crossers, some of the combo routes on the perimeter. It was refreshing to see Kevin King making a couple tackles, although late in the game he reverted to form and threw a shoulder at somebody, and that allowed, a play to rupture for a big gain. That's what we talked about, or I talked about on the radio, I believe, on Friday. So the thing with Kevin is, like, no one ever remembers the good plays. They only ever remember the bad, because the bad are always so heartbreaking and backbreaking and really produce big plays for the opponents. If you could just, and I know everyone's going to get beat at times, but, man, he seems to get beat and throw his shoulder, so to speak, at the worst possible time. I just need consistency from the guy. But, yes, overall, again, I thought the play was solid on the defensive side. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. That game was a Crosby 4 missed field goal game versus the Lions all over again. And I had Seattle NFC Championship flashbacks, 22-22 tie. Bears still suck. Yeah, I mean, the Crosby thing is crazy just because of how, he'd made 27 in a row. We all celebrated the insane, huge kick to win it in San Francisco. And then to have a game like that. And look, you can chalk it up to just one of those days. It's clear their kicker was having the same issue. Whether it was the wind, the lighting, the crowd, who knows, the combination of all of it. I mean, you are a professional kicker. It is your gig. You're supposed to put it through the uprights more often than not. For the most part, Mason's done that. So it was tough to watch. There's no doubt about it. Anybody who watched Watch Party will know it was a hard one. But ultimately, finally, got it done. Ben, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Why is it in 2021 at 150 pounds a year, you can't watch every Packers game on International Game Pass? Anyway, 4-1, go Pack, go. Ben, because the NFL is in the dark ages when it comes to media rights, because they're milking every last cent out of being as draconian as possible. That said, baseball has a great product in the regular season, but in the postseason, you are still beholden to cable channels like TBS, who's doing the Brewers games. And I refuse, I straight up refuse to get a cable subscription just so I can watch the Brewers, which is what you need. You can't stream TBS legally on their over, you know, their downloadable app. So it's like all these fucking broadcast empires, which are, of course, partnered with major leagues for decades, you know, they're going to drag their feet as much as possible. And I know it's annoying. I know that when it comes to football, it is incredibly annoying. The NFL, but whether it's their media rights, whether it's the broadcast rights, whether it's things like Game Pass, which originally when they started as Game Rewind was an amazing service and has now kind of slid backward and been made as bad as possible on purpose so they can fit in ads and keep advertisers happy, blah, blah, blah. It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. GBP Daily, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. We're 4-1. Guys are stepping up. Bears week is upon us. Developing young players we might need again later this year. Love this team. Yeah, you heard Matt talk about that in his post-game presser regarding all of the youth that's getting to play because of the injuries, especially along the offensive line. So many guys being able to step up. You get the fact that you're getting Josh Nyman this kind of valuable playing time, which you have to think he's long for the bench at some point. When they get Jenkins and Bakhtiari back, he's not going to be seeing the field. But it's great to have a guy who's got 3, 4, probably 5 starts by the time David comes back under his belt. It's pretty awesome. So, yeah, the youth is being served at the moment. No question about it. Todd, thanks for the super chat. Just win, baby. Go, Pack, go. I believe that's what they did. Packers fans still can't be happy. It's in the blood of some of them. I don't think they can help it. Where is Tonyan? Does every pass play have to be a shot downfield? Tonyan got one. Tonyan got two targets, actually. Just that first one was kind of out of reach. But he's never going to be a featured part of the passing game. We all know that. It's the Davante Adams show and then everybody else. And they're going to ride and die with that as long as Devontae's upright. You know, it would frustrate me, but I've kind of just, you know, given myself over to it. You know, what good does it do on the outside getting frustrated by it? We know what it is. I mean, in the moment while watching the game, I 100% let loose on why are you fixated on Adams? Because it's so apparent and it's so obvious. But you can't deny the results. The production is insane. They're putting up numbers. They're putting up points. Putting up W's, most importantly. I would love to see a more diversified passing attack. Don't get me twisted. Don't get it wrong. I would love it. And I think this offense is better when it is more diversified. But this is how they roll. This is how they want to do it. I can't argue with it. Sitting on the outside here. Accidental Hero, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. How would you explain this middling offense to training camp nags? After 5 games, is this who we are? Corey Autumn Tulip Bulbs Fund. Yeah, no, it is not the offense that we saw much of during camp. We were just talking about much more diversified. There were certainly shots to Devontae, but of course that's when you're installing things. It's not game planned. It's not about trying to, you know, beat an opponent. You're just literally working through your offense. Is this who we are? No, I suspect you'll see this offense change as the year goes on and become more diversified. They will get into the running game a little bit more. I think yesterday they had a real tough time running between the tackles, and I think they wanted to, but the interior just couldn't hold up. I think Lucas Patrick did a fine job in pass pro. Don't think he was doing much in the run game. I think he was having real issues there. And I don't think, you know, the interior as a whole did a great job in that regard. But as the year goes on, they get healthier up front. I think you'll see more of that. And you will, I would suspect, see more of a development to a more diversified passing offense. But in the meantime, Devontae is going to get his. Amar, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Good morning, Victory Monday. Campbell is such a beast, and I can't wait to see Jalen out there, too. Special teams wasn't great, but came through in the end. The roller coaster emotions wasn't needed, but man, today feels good. I hear you. And yeah, the special teams, not just the missed kicks, but giving up another big, not a huge return, but a decent-sized return. Got to get that short up, obviously. Thing is, though, if you look around the league, a lot of that is pretty endemic across the NFL. But they definitely need to short up because eventually that kind of thing bites you and kicks you in the ass and loses you a football game. John, thanks for the super chat. Where's the gold zone, Nags? Red zone Dean also a worry, but 4-1, go Pack, go. Yeah, the red zone D sorry, guys. The red zone in general, obviously, is a major issue for this football team. One of the things they've done really well under Matt LaFleur, not just last year, but the last couple of years, is score in the red zone. That has not been happening at all this season for whatever reason. You know, on the flip side, the red zone defense, you know, the fact that they have given up, what, 28, 9, whatever, in a row in the red zone, touchdowns, not just scores, touchdowns, that's fucking atrocious. And that needs to change and or stop. I mean, I understand new defensive scheme, guys maybe not knowing, communication issues, etc. But we're going into week 6. You've got the talent. It's time to nut up and, you know, nip that in the bud. It is absolutely ridiculous. Em, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. 4-1 after the Saints game. Tastes so good. Go Pack, go. Here we sit, right? Sky was falling after week 1. Haven't lost since. Game closed yesterday, though. No doubt about it. Tony, thanks for the super chat. I had the same reaction just like Corey did on the watch party. Less of games like that, please. Mason is still the boss. Yeah, it was a good time. A good time with Corey yesterday. Always is. Next, TBS don't care what you think. Thanks, Jared. Now tell me something I don't know. Erica, A.J. Dillon. Yes, it had the makings at the start of that game of an A.J. Dillon game. Like, this was going to be the A.J. Dillon game. Like, a big coming out party for the young guy. But then they got away from him. Then they got away from the running game and the running backs altogether. And then it was like desperation time, and they just kind of became the forgotten man. I know people quibbled with the two runs up the middle towards the end there in the red zone. I'm fine with both of those calls. I got no problem with it. I know they only got 1 yard each, but you're in the red zone, especially when you've been having trouble scoring in the red zone like they have. You want to lean on your running game, and you want to try and get down, you know, bust one through. Because, look, everything else they've been trying has not been working. Throwing the football, trying to get guys open, trying to open up windows and, you know, condensed space. None of it's been working. So, yes, at some point you're just like, let's just slam it up in there. You know, I have zero issues with those calls. But Dillon, early in that game, man, he was a force. How about that catch? And Aaron even said he put it up high, too high, and Dillon turned it into a touchdown. Love to see it. You can hear from Mr. Dillon tonight on Carry the G here on Cheesehead TV. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't miss it. We'll be talking to AJ. We have a fine group of panelists joining me tonight. Corey will be en route to New York, so he will not be on the show. But I'll be joined by Susanna Callis, our old intern here at Cheesehead TV. Paul Brettel from Dairyland Express and also, of course, contributor here at Cheesehead TV. And Ross Uglum, the publisher of Packer Report, another Cheesehead TV alum who is now going and doing much bigger and better things. So, and of course, after all that, we'll also talk to Tyler Herrick and delve into AJ's social life. Don't miss it. It's always a lot of fun. Rogers, that. Thanks for the super chat. Secondary hindering an explosive Bengals wide receiver core without Jair was pretty impressive. Go Pack, go. Cardiac Pack is back. Let's hope they're not back. I don't want Cardiac Pack. I remember Cardiac Pack. That was, I mean, it's fun when they win, but my heart, not so great. But yeah, I thought the secondary overall, again, as I was talking about earlier in the stream, I thought Kevin King was a nice addition for the most part. I thought he held up really well. One or two plays, though. Every fucking game, he seems to have one or two plays that leave you scratching your head. But yes, Stokes, I thought, had a really strong game. Savage and Amos, for the most part, though, Amos got taken advantage of a couple times. But this overall, the secondary doing what they did against a really talented group, definitely noteworthy, no doubt about it. Make sure I didn't miss any super chats. Adams is the goat, Campbell's is a beast. Go Pack, go. Damon summing it up nicely. Well done. How many snaps were Jones and Dillon out there at the same time, and why was it not at least 25 pony up? Joshua, I'm all about the pony package. For whatever reason, they don't seem to love to, you know, lean into it. They do use it as a wrinkle from time to time, but it never seems to be a base part of the offense. We'll talk to Matt about that. Definitely. Mercedes Lewis likes to catch the ball and run over people, too. How fucking awesome was that call? The throwback screen to the tight end on a gotta-have-it play in overtime to the 100-year-old big dog. Come on. That was awesome. Awesome play, awesome call, awesome execution, all of it. Phenomenal. I loved it. Is the feeding of Adam sustainable? Also, when is Tonyan going to get in the mix? Talked about this earlier, Duke. You can watch the first part of the stream. But is it sustainable? It's interesting that everyone keeps asking, is it sustainable? They've been doing it for 3 years. So I think so. You know, and then when Adams inevitably gets hurt and misses a game or two, they haven't lost without him. So they're doing something okay, doing something right. You know, it's clear they can pivot if they need to, as far as the game plan goes, but they're winning lots of games, putting up lots of points, moving the ball a lot, feeding Adams. So they've been doing it for years. So I guess that's the definition of sustainable, right? That's just me. 5 games in, and Little Ton is still intact. I think the only reason Little Ton survived yesterday is because I wasn't in the studio. Because, man, there were a couple moments where I think he would have lost his head. No doubt about it. I kick ass. Thanks for the super chat, man. May just be me, but I think winning through adversity this early in the season could make things easier for difficult games in the future. Any truth? That's a romantic notion that I think there is some validity to. You definitely want to get tested and through the fire, so to speak, as a team. And, you know, be able to know you can count on guys and all the things that all the platitudes we like to hear. Mostly though, it comes down to execution, you know, and if you put yourself in bad situations because you didn't execute, you just don't do that next time. Right. You know, and coaches will harp on the little things and the technique and what have you, because they generally lead to better results. But yes, there's no doubt that there is some camaraderie, a bond that is formed when you go through games like this. Hey, every little bit helps, right? Can't completely dismiss it. Jimmy Legs. Super Bowl of Cowboys versus Bills is going to be pretty cool. Yes, the Super Bowl proclamations after week 5. They never get old. Teams looking like they look right now. Doesn't mean anything come December or January. As McCarthy used to say, stacking success. That's what you got to do. Campbell is a beast. Yes, he is. Wins like yesterday build character. Also, a win is a win is a win. Smile, everyone. We're 4-1. Go, Pack, go. I'm down for that, Corey. Pogs is here. What's up, Pogs? Shout out to Lucas Patrick, but bigger shout out to Steno. This O-line has special depth. Duke, absolutely. I gave Lucas a shout out on Twitter after the game for that very reason. The idea that they have a guy sitting on the bench who they can stick in there and get a W off of with a backup to a backup center. That's outstanding work. Like I said, he struggled in the run game. There's no doubt about it, but man, the protection was really good. And there were many, many snaps where Aaron had all day to stand back there. And that's with a, third string center essentially. So it's definitely kudos to him. Go Pack Go. Thanks for the super chat. Great win. Do you think, looking back at the Saints game week 1, that it's still something to worry about, or was it completely an anomaly? The only worry when you look at the Saints game is how singular in focus they seem to be on the offensive side of the ball and getting away from Aaron Jones in the running game. And then on defense, just how absolutely passive they were. Seems like that has changed for the better on the defensive side of the ball. For the most part, yeah, I think it's an anomaly. I think it's very much a weird circumstance where they're down in Jacksonville instead of New Orleans. And, you know, it's a half empty stadium. Feels like a preseason game. They weren't up for it. That's very clear. It's so clear. They thought they could just arrive and walk up and down the field. And the Saints clearly had other ideas. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. A t-shirt with 33 stiff arm thoughts. I love that idea. Jenkins injury update. Well, Teddy, he was limited in practice all week, which is why I thought he probably wouldn't play in this game. The Packers don't like to get guys up on game day until they've been a full participant for at least one day during the practice week. So we'll have to wait and see on Wednesday to see where he's at. I would suspect if he's able to fully participate in at least one practice this week, we'll see him against Chicago. He's coming along. He's heading in the right direction. That's what we know. Slayton with 2 QB hits and a half sack. Sorry, guys. Bring it. Yeah, absolutely. Slayton got a little bit more playing time. Very active. He was around the quarterback a number of times. You love to see it. Like the young guy showing a little juice, finally getting after it. That's what I'm talking about. I think the lack of preseason reps compared to the Saints really showed. Not that preseason is the only reason, but I felt that way. Andrew, I think there's some validity to that. You know, I'd be lying if I said there wasn't. Now, I know they'll probably swear blind that it has nothing to do with it, but Certainly felt that way. Can't wait to get MVS back. Yeah, neither can the Packers, no doubt about it. Barry needs some credit as he has produced pressure without key guys. No doubt. I think, like I said, I think Joe called a really nice game. There were a couple moments where you were like left scratching your head, but for the most part, very, very much so. And I think the defense is heading in the right direction, trending the right way. And as you indicate, without some really good players. So that is something to be excited about if you're a Packers fan today, no doubt about it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers Monday through Friday right here on Cheesehead TV. Please hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel. And like I said, tonight, join us 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Lambeau time. I'm flying solo with AJ Dillon on Carry the G. Please show up, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.